This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Stinking Truth.
At the risk of elevating your heart rate, we got to start by talking about one of your favorite subjects, Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Russ. Hey, you know what?
All Go
you
big
people,
blue. Go
all
big blue.
You people in Pittsburgh owe me an apology,
yes.
Right? He had one good game or two good games, and you all came at me. All the radio stations in Pittsburgh, you guys know exactly who you are, had me on, wanted me to eat crow, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You got the, you understand what it is. Hollow statistics. That's all it is. And they gave him a $10 million deal with a chance to earn $21 million. It tells me one thing about the New York Giants. One, they've got Dumb and Dumber playing quarterback, and no offense to, well, I just offended them, but they got Russell Wilson, they got Jameis Winston. Jameis has never seen a team meeting that he didn't want to throw it right into, you know, so the interception king, and, you know, Squints, who got his eyes fixed and now is going to be great. I don't buy that. And then you got Russell Wilson, who, you know, doesn't operate in the middle of the football field and compiles empty statistics. And I think they lost in Pittsburgh the last four or five games, you know, whatever it was. Bottom line is, this is a move that tells me the New York Giants are going to draft a quarterback at number three, unless they move up. So, I mean, if they move up, they're still drafting a quarterback. So it's either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders at number three. That's what it tells me. So, because you cannot go into a season, even on a one-year deal, I think Jameis signed a two-year deal, you can't go into a season thinking that either of these guys can lift you out of the cellar of the NFC East. These guys are not good enough to do that. So all these guys are now is a holding place. The proverbial, what do you call it, Mike? You call it the bridge quarterback to a rookie, because that's what you've got in New York.
Well, can I give you another option?
Sure.
Is this maybe an acknowledgement by the Giants that in a very, very slim quarterback class, really it's only two guys, it's Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders in the first round, that this is acknowledgement that we may not be able to get one of these two, that Cam Ward may, let's say, go to Tennessee at one and Shedeur Sanders goes to Cleveland at number two, and
right.
this is our insurance that we're not able to get one of these top two quarterbacks. It's not ideal, but at least it gives us some insurance to go out and play this season and at least maybe have a chance to compete and then take another crack at it next year.
Well, I mean, I would think that if you do that, right, if you don't get either of those guys, then you trade back and you see if you can get Jackson Dart or whatever, and you accumulate some more picks. You can't honestly tell me. You can't. Like, unless you're the Giants and you're, you know, selling yourself lies again like you did about Daniel Jones. Listen, I asked people in that, or I'm not going to point the people I asked, but I asked people in that organization before they signed Daniel Jones to a $160 million deal, does he pass the confetti test? And they looked at me and were like, what do you mean? I go, can you see him hoisting the Lombardi over his head right here and confetti raining down on him that's blue and red and winning a championship? And it was dead silence. The answer is no. Like, you can't see him. Why'd you pay him that much money if you can't see him leading you to a world championship? Can you honestly tell me you can sit there? Because the New York Giants, I mean, I know they have fallen, but the New York Giants, over the course of my career and over the course of many generations, that's a championship organization that wants to, or has aspirations to, or goals to win a championship, to win a Super Bowl. You can't honestly, you can be the most, you know, ardent Rusty fan in the world. You cannot sit there and tell me you think that Russ Wilson has the ability to lead your team to a championship. Because if you tell me that, one, you have no idea what you're looking at, and two, you're a pathetic liar. There's no way that anybody can think that Russell is going to hoist a team on his shoulders and carry them to a championship. Zero chance. Or Jameis Winston, for that instance. So the bottom line is, you have to be drafting a quarterback. Now, remember, this is the same organization that said, no, we don't want to spend money on Saquon. He's not the answer. Daniel Jones is the answer. And then, however many weeks later, 8 weeks later, bench him and say, yeah, we're not, and then cut him. So this organization right now is so far from what I remember them to be. I mean, they are competing with the Jets when it comes to dysfunction. And that's, like, that's a vitriolic statement right there.
Well, I guess our message to Giant fans, having lived through the Russell Wilson experience, is you're talking about a guy who's now on his fourth team in 5 years. Sean Payton, well, first of all, Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, and Mike Tomlin all decided no thanks when it came to Russell Wilson. You're talking about three coaches who are all potential Hall of Fame coaches who all said, and who know better than anybody, the importance of a quarterback in this league. All three saying thanks but no thanks.
Yeah.
That's the guy you're getting, Giant fans.
All of them, by the way, watched him compile empty stats. Every one of them. And said, thank you, but no thank you. I'd rather play without a quarterback than deal with his shit. I mean, that's right. what they said, right?
Yes.
Essentially,
yeah.
I'm paraphrasing.
I'm taking a little bit of paraphrasing.
I'm taking creative
certain
license.
Liberties there, but liberties. That's okay.
But basically they said, I would rather play Wildcat than have that ass clown operate as quarterback for my football team. That's what they said.
Crystal clear.
That's how I read into it.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.